Why Uyghur Fighters Joined Syria's War, and Why China Cares. Uyghur fighters from China joined Syria's civil war, and their return now scares China's government. A small army of Uyghur fighters from China's far west helped defeat Syria's Assad regime. Now, for the first time, some have spoken to NPR about why they went, and why Beijing is panicking about what happens next. In the dusty hills outside Idlib, a Syrian rebel commander named Abu Omar adjusted his rifle strap and pointed toward the Turkish border. "These men," he said, "turned the tide in Idlib." He wasn't talking about Syrians. He meant men who spoke Uyghur, the Turkic language of China's far west, as their first language. They came from a region Beijing calls Xinjiang, a place most of them had never seen after fleeing. Between 2012 and 2019, hundreds, possibly thousands, of Uyghurs left China to join the fight against Syria's Assad regime. They fought in some of the war's bloodiest battles, earning a reputation as fearless, disciplined fighters. Now, years after the war's end, China is worried about what happens when some of them come home, or don't. China's crackdown in Xinjiang, where authorities have detained over 1 million Uyghurs in camps since 2017, pushed many to leave years earlier. Some went to Turkey first, where networks of Uyghur exiles have lived for decades. From there, smugglers arranged passage into Syria, often through Lebanon or Iraq. Others traveled via Southeast Asia or Europe, using fake passports to avoid detection. Once in Syria, most joined the Turkestan Islamic Party, a militant group linked to Al-Qaeda that fought both Assad's forces and later, ISIS. The U.S. government has long accused the group of ties to Al-Qaeda, but its fighters were also key in battles that broke Assad's grip on Idlib province in 2019. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.